Mental health has really been the buzzword since the Oxford shootings, and we revisit it with every mass casualty event like that, but also in daily interactions between police and troubled individuals, some of which, in spite of their best efforts, and badly. This fall, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell voted in support of two bipartisan bills to expand law enforcement officers' access to mental health services and to better train law enforcement for interactions with individuals suffering from traumatic brain injuries or post-traumatic stress disorder. Both bills were passed. Both were signed. So we're making progress. Detroit Police Chief James White also specifically thanks Congresswoman Dingell for her support on this legislation. With more on how this policy works and how it's paying off for policing the streets of Detroit, two reports for you today. And we begin with WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne.
Hi, Guy. And indeed, this is noteworthy because we have policy actually impacting what's happening on the ground. Congresswoman Dingell says mental health issues in the community are at a crisis stage, really, and ignoring the mental health needs of police officers and other first responders will lead to dire consequences in the community.
But clearly, we need to make sure that the officers that are responding, men and women that are responding to these crises, have the training that they need to try to help de-escalate the situation. Maybe there need to be more mental health workers with them. We need to make sure that law enforcement has the tools they need to do their jobs.
And Dingell says those who have advocated for defunding the police, well, they have it wrong.
I think we keep making this mistake of either or. It isn't either or. We do need to keep our community safe and thank the men and women who are committed to doing that for us. At the same time, we need to make sure they have all the tools in the box they need to handle a lot of different complicated situations.
And we've talked about this several times. The pandemic exacerbated an already growing problem in the country.
Have walked away from mental health in this country over the last few decades and need to be reinvesting in that issue as well.
So the public needs mental health help as well as the officers who are trained and sworn to protect them. The new laws will better prepare law enforcement officers to identify symptoms of mental health issues so they can properly assist people who are suffering from them. And moving forward, Dingell says she'd like to see more emphasis on dealing with mental health needs in the community. No more stigma, she says. She also says she speaks from personal experience on this matter.
I've been where the gun's been pointed at me. And had law enforcement not been there and done their job and tried to de-escalate it, I don't know what would have happened either.
And she's talking about her person within her own family that had deep psychological problems. And she talks often about the frustration that she had with all of her resources trying to get help for this individual. She says she's committed with working with police and the community to address this issue. And with more about what Chief James White had to say about this particular legislation, we're going to turn it over now to senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson.
Good afternoon, Marie. As of the middle of this month, the Detroit police were called to 20,465 mental health service related calls. That's up 10%. From this time last year when the department was called to about 18,000 mental health related calls. Two recent ones in the news involve 20-year-old Porter Banks and 27-year-old Kiazia Miller, who were both shot by police after family called cops to report that they were in a mental health crisis. I spoke with Detroit Police Chief James White about the rise in mental health calls in Detroit.
We've seen a significant uptick in Detroit, and certainly my colleagues around the country have seen an uptick as well. I just left the International Association of Chiefs of Police and the Major City Chiefs Conference in Dallas last month. And, you know, we were talking about that, and we're all seeing this uptick. And we think it's, you know, due in part to COVID and what COVID brought to us. Some of the unanticipated issues with COVID is that we went into a lockdown mode. I mean, I don't think anybody anticipated COVID. Let me correct that. But some of the things that come from that is that we lost our ability to socialize, and we think that may be driving a lot of what we're seeing right now with depression and people who are feeling somewhat desperate.
Chief White says more and more of his officers are being called to runs that involve a mental health crisis, but is that the best use for his officers?
Probably not, but it's certainly a use that we have to ready ourselves for, because there is no better solution right now, because we're the ones that's being called. When you have someone who's in mental crisis that is violent or armed, that's a danger to not only themselves, but to the community.
Chief White says he's proud of his crisis intervention trained officers, because for every mental health run that turns out unfortunate, there are many that we don't hear about where officers de-escalate and no one is hurt. But it's still, he says, dangerous because they're not mental health professionals.
We are basically police officers with additional training in mental health, right? I mean, and I don't mean to be crass, but if you need a plumber, you want a plumber, right? If you need a roofer, you want a roofer. You don't want a roofer that's trained as a plumber. You want a plumber that's trained as a roofer.
Chief White says he would like to see in the future, first, your health insurance requiring you to get a yearly mental health check, just like they do with a yearly physical. Second, he'd like to see the nonviolent mental crisis runs be dealt with by civilians or non-sworn personnel. But he explains that a person in mental health crisis can be unpredictable.
What do you do when the nonviolent co-response civilian who doesn't have a vest or weapon or a firearm or pepper spray or all the tools that police officers have when that situation turns violent? And it really is a question that's going to have to be solved if we take law enforcement out of it.
Chief White says his officers deal with mentally ill, dead bodies, molested and battered children and more on a daily basis. And he's thrilled with the support police have from Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, especially her bill to help police officers deal with issues like PTSD.
Imagine 25 years of your body and your brain adjusting and seeing this type of trauma. And to think that it has zero impact on you is incorrect. So I'm glad to hear legislation coming down, being sponsored by one of our biggest supporters and advocates for the mentally ill to make sure that officers are taken care of as well.
Chief White says law enforcement is a profession where you can do your job 99% of the time and still fail. But he says his officers do an amazing job, but there are unpredictable situations involving the mentally ill that pose a threat to officers and others. And those are not the outcomes they want, but the question remains, should they be doing the job at all when it comes to the mentally ill? And right now, the answer is yes, but they must find new ways, he says, to become better. Okay?
And Lloyd, it's good that they're addressing this, and I certainly appreciate the fact that he's right. You know, you think of the things that we know, because we've been on the scenes with them, that officers see day in and day out, that's going to leave some scars. I guess my question is, because of who they are and the kind of individuals they are, will they reach out for help? Will they acknowledge that they have these scars?
Well, you know, I think if you have a person like Chief White, who is, you know, very passionate about mental health and is a mental health counselor himself, I think he will urge his officers to do so. And I think they will follow his lead because they do respect Chief White.
Yeah. But you've got to break through that stigma and that culture of, well, it could be that you're just showing weakness. These are people that don't want to show weakness on the job because it can get you killed.
Absolutely.
Or those around you will have diminished confidence. But, it needs to be addressed. Lloyd, thanks so much. And my thanks to Marie Osborne and to Congresswoman Debbie Dingell for getting that through. 344 here on News Talk 760 WJR.